I think restructuring schools is a great idea, but here's the problem with restructuring schools. Right now, we restructure Forest Heights, and it's a great place. Dr. Robinson's doing an amazing job over there. I'm so impressed with what she's done. But we restructured it, and we moved all of the most of the kids who are not doing well out of that school. So eventually, if that's our strategy to move these kids around, we're going to run out of places to move those kids. We have to make sure every school in our district is like Forest Heights. Not that it's a STEM school, but that it has the highest quality administrator, has the highest quality teaching staff, and has a culture of care. And that's what Forest Heights has created, a real culture of care. We've got to have that in every one of our schools. So, yes, let's repurpose our schools. I've got some ideas to repurpose some schools. We need to give our parents more choice in that sense to be able to be competitive in this growing educational market. But at the end of the day, let's not say we're going to reconstitute these schools as something new and forget about the most vulnerable kids in those buildings. That's our moral responsibility is to those children.
So why do you want this job as a board member?
I started off as a person interested in trying to help kids in schools and then trying to save a literacy program. And I found out pretty quickly that you can organize until you're blue in the face at the grassroots level, but until you have a voice on that board who will speak for the most vulnerable kids in our district, who will speak for those who don't think the district's for them anymore, that you're not going to be able to make any effective change. What I want to do is to run for this. Why I ran for this seat was I want to be that person. I want to be able to speak for those that don't have a voice. I want to be able to help those who feel like there's no hope in this district anymore. I want to make sure we have the programs in place to help every kid. I actually do believe in the Little Rock School District. I know sometimes I'm a huge critic of it, but I'm a product of this district. And I believe at the end of the day, we're doing good things, but now we need to do great things for every child. And we've been failing children for a long time in this district. We've been failing whole parts of this city for a long time in this district. So I'm running for this seat with the hope that I can at least be one voice and one vote that will be aware of the disparities in our city.